Right. Time for a Thursday chuckle. And who better than one of our own chuckle pups herself? Ali B, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this day?
I'm fine, thank you. I had two dramas on the way here.
Only two dramas
yes.
today?
Yes. Would you like to hear about them?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, firstly, I thought someone had stolen our car from outside our house this morning.
No.
So I went round to all the neighbours and asked them if they'd seen anything and had a bit of a rant about, you know, leaving the car. And I was just about to come home and call the police after speaking to half the street. And my boyfriend said he'd park the car up the road. And the neighbours are all getting really fiery. Yes, it's getting really bad around here. So it's actually not very bad around here at all.
No, not at all. Just
yes. Yeah. And anyway, as I was walking to the bus stop, a squirrel jumped and landed on my head.
Really?
Yes. Somewhere in a red sparkly thing.
Oh, right.
So I think he maybe thought it was a flower or something. So he landed on my head and just
sat
there for a minute.
That's a bit scary, isn't it?
I felt his little claws. It was quite cute.
Oh.
And then he jumped off and then he kind of turned around and looked at me as if to say, what are you doing? It was a really funny expression on his face.
Yes, so. Yes, they do have funny expressions, don't they?
Have you ever had a squirrel land on your head?
Funnily enough, no.
No, really? So it's quite unusual.
Yeah, well, I think so.
I think these things happen to...
Maybe some of them are so tame right here, people feed them monkey nuts
know,
and things like that, and they just come up and have a quick sort of...
Yeah, and foxes as well, I get a lot of foxes.
They land on your head too?
Oh, very good. Yes,
do
actually,
they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to invite you to any of my gigs if you're going to heckle me. Actually, I was heckled, I had a gig in Manchester at the weekend. But it was a really good heckle.
Was it?
It made my act spectacular, I have to say. I did. I finished on a kind of story about the fact Terry Wogan has brought out an album for Children in Need.
All right. Yeah.
And he's singing Little Drummer Boy, apparently. Mm. And there's all these celebrities doing, like, really naff children's songs, right? And then Eamon Holmes and his wife are singing... what is it called? I've got it down. Oh, yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon, right? And I was just about to carry on talking about, you know, this album and stuff, and someone from the audience shouted, yes, and someone's singing Grandad, it's Russell Brand and Jonathan Ross. And everyone just roared and clapped the heckler, not me.
All right. Did you swap places?
No, I didn't swap places.
That's
well, right. Luckily it was at the end of my set, so I
right, okay.
And he came up and he's like, oh, I helped you out.
Cheek.
So, hecklers always think they're helping you out. They're not actually trying to be horrible.
No.
Yeah, that's their
claim. That's their claim, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Maybe you should employ him as a scriptwriter.
Yeah, it was quite quick thinking though.
It was.
You've got to.
You've got to be able to think on your feet though, haven't you? When you're doing stand up, the ad lib and the able to turn the thing around to your advantage has got to be the big plus, isn't it? If you can do it.
Exactly. I did a joke the other day, and it was about Three Little Pigs, just like a little children's rhyme. And there were these people in the front who didn't know what I was talking about, and I realised they were French or something. They couldn't speak any English, so I had to explain the joke and the punchline back, and the whole thing went wrong. But that got more of a laugh than my actual purpose. Slick joke. The audiences love it when it goes wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, let's face it, there are some comedians who've made their entire career out of things going wrong. Look at Tommy Cooper. I mean,
really?
He was a magician, supposedly, and every trick he did went wrong. It was like,
But he did it on purpose, though.
Oh, absolutely.
But I don't see why it goes wrong.
Yeah, don't own up to that. No, this is where you're going wrong, you see. It's meant to go wrong.
Right.
You've just got to be able to manage the situation,
okay.
And it's all part of the act, you see.
Right. I know they laugh at me, not with me, but at least they're laughing, so...
Well, that's right, you know. As long as they leave laughing, the reason's immaterial, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, right, well, what have I got today? A freak tornado caused chaos when it ripped through villages in Suffolk. It tore up gardens, battered homes and shook schools. Ray and Sandy Hayes, I nearly said Randy, well, I've just said that now, Haynes, watched a tree in their garden crash down. And they said it was very scary. Other people living near Suffolk said garden furniture even flew through the air. So this made the front page of the local news. It's hardly a scene from Twister, is it?
Oh, you don't know. I mean,
trees coming down is quite bad, though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, we've got the Woolworths news.
That's sad. Don't you think that's sad?
It is quite sad, yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Joshing aside for a second.
Oh, They, on the news last night, I have not made this up, right? They interviewed people coming in and out of Woolworths. Mm. Don't know if you saw this. And one guy, like, interviewed live on the news last night, said, you know, they said, how do you feel about Woolworths closing down? And he said, well, where else can you go to nix and pick and mix sweets?
No.
Right? And another person said, in a different interview, we were quite poor when I was young, and my mum used to shoplift something special for me at Christmas at Woolies. It's no wonder they're going bankrupt if everyone's stealing from them.
Quite.
Unbelievable.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Not good.
Anyway, showbiz news, right? Apparently, Bruce Forsyth is bringing out a new perfume. Aftershave. That'll be an aftershave.
Aftershave, yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
What's it called? Wash and Go or something?
I don't know, but I was thinking maybe it could be called Nice to Smell You, to Smell You Nice. Yeah, that's a bad one, isn't it?
I know.
What's the other thing he did? The card game. Shall I put it on higher or lower?
Higher or lower. Yeah, that would get us laughing.
Yeah. Try out material with you and then I'll take it to the club. Right, Blake Fielder Civil, Amy Winehouse's husband, is in a drug clinic that reportedly cost £35,000 for his 4-week stay, right? And he's been told, wait for it, to stay off drugs.
Mm.
Right, now I could have told him that for 50 quid. Do you know what I mean?
I suggest you up your price a little.
Okay.
The scope
50,000.
There.
Don't do drugs.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, right, prepare yourself for a shock.
No.
Okay, this is a scandal. This is serious. It's not funny, right?
Okay.
Did you know that Timmy Mallett did not actually sing the hit classic Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini?
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Apparently it was sung by Brian Hyland.
Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah. This was back in the set of 50s, early 60s, Brian Hyland's version.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, it says here, it was sung by Brian Hyland. In the world's most embarrassing confession ever, Mr. Hyland is said to be angry as Timmy is singing it in the Celebrity Jungle and doing the, oh yes, because apparently he said it was his idea. So it's Timmy Mallett going around the jungle going, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Most people don't even remember it. So it was an original song,
Brian Hyland,
it?
It's a teeny
weeny. Because I remember the Timmy Mallett one.
That wasn't the original. No. Brian Hyland, the original, years and years ago.
Really?
Mm. He must be about 80 now. No wonder he wants to boost his pension a bit.
But who sang the actual one in the 90s then?
That was Timmy Mallett, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. But this guy's saying that he didn't actually sing on it. He sang. Cause Timmy
probably got the original recording and remixed it.
Right, and Timmy just danced around in the video.
Yeah, and sort of mimed to it when he was called upon. Maybe. I don't know.
I was going to say. Because someone
allegedly.
In the 50s. Yeah. Okay. A judge sentences offenders to listen to Barry Manilow.
Oh, I heard this. We did this yesterday. It's brilliant story. It's really lovely.
I mean, it's clear. Method. He puts offenders, it makes it sit in a room, listen to Barry Manilow music for 1 hour, and he's apparently seen a massive drop in repeat offenders in the small town where he's been doing this.
Yep.
I don't think it'd work in Hillingdon, though. It works pretty.
Well, funnily enough, we were interviewing a couple of the local constabulary yesterday, and I ran the idea past them.
Did you?
Yes. They didn't seem to think it would work either.
No.
Maybe we could think up a suitable act for whom it would work.
Yeah, well, Barry Manilow is not that bad, is he?
Timmy Mallett, maybe.
Timmy Mallett,
might be
more
the way
irritating.
Forward.
Not the Brian thingamajig version, get Timmy Mallett to actually sing.
Timmy Mallett, I think.
Yeah.
He'd stop me doing anything at all. And there was another couple of instances on that, because they said it was also the Platters and a dinosaur. From a kids program. There's a dinosaur.
Oh, Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney the Dinosaur.
I don't know who the Platters are.
And the Platters, another old group from the 50s. Young thing. Yeah. And apparently those were the three particular acts that stopped all crime in this area.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Barney the Dinosaur.
Barney the Dinosaur. And I spoke to one of my colleagues last night. He said, I'd stop doing anything with Barney the Dinosaur. So it seemed to work for him as well.
Really?
Yeah.
My dog's called Barney.
Is
if you're listening, Barney, morning.
He's not a dinosaur.
No, he's a golden retriever. And Heidi's a German Shepherd. Morning, Heidi. They're listening because the radio's on. Seriously, I'm not joking.
Really?
Okay, yes?
Okay, moving on.
Okay, I've got some wise words on the credit crunch now from Victoria Beckham. Yesterday,
she'll know about that.
Yeah. Yesterday she said, you don't have to wear high-profile designer clothes all the time. She said, I often throw on some Stella McCartney jeans An Alexander McQueen t-shirt when I'm just lying around the house. I even wear Dolce & Gabbana's last season stuff sometimes.
I presume she was doing this tongue-in-cheek, I hope.
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think a lot of what she says is done tongue-in-cheek.
I really do,
because from her background, I think
she's an Essex girl.
Yeah, an Essex girl, and I'm sure that she can't have forgotten everything she learned in Essex.
She's probably laughing at the media.
Well, I hope so. We're laughing at her, if not.
I know. Me in my Topshop clothes. Mm. Okay, and lastly, politics, right? Britain gets its first NHS gambling clinic for obsessive gamblers. Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, I think Alistair Darling should pop along there.
I must confess, when he was doing that budget statement on Monday, whenever it was, I thought, now, you know, they're talking about him taking a gamble. Yeah. Why didn't he have a £20 billion punt on the 3:30 at Ascot?
I know. He would have had more luck, wouldn't he?
And we'd certainly have known the outcome a bit sooner, wouldn't we?
I know. Yeah. Have you been watching Celebrity Get Me Out of Here?
Funny enough, I missed, luckily, most of it.
You missed every single episode?
Funnily enough, yeah.
I only watch it because I have to write jokes about it. I don't really
know. No, of course not.
But apparently, Kilroy was asked, they did a quiz thing. Kilroy was asked who the whatever Chancellor thingy majig bloke was, right? And he said Alistair Diamond.
Alistair Diamond?
Yes. So
if he was, we'd have sold him off.
Yeah, exactly.
Polished him up and sorted him out.
Yes.
Wonderful. It's a good idea, that.
It is a good idea.
Think about that. Oh, well. So where are we off to this weekend? Are you
What day of the week is it? I'm so used to doing Fridays. It's Thursday, isn't it? This weekend, I'm probably doing gigs in London.
Okay.
I haven't got any books, so I usually just turn up and say, please, can I go on?
Do you manage to do that? You just sort of walk up to the front and start telling gags and people crowd around
you? The only places that know me that I can sort of say, can I go on tonight and try out some new material, so that's probably what I do.
Okay.
This weekend.
Oh, good luck.
Yes, thank you.
I hope you get a decent heckler at the back to give you some good material for next time.
I'm going to incorporate that into my set, I think.
Yeah, I think
Pretend that I thought that punchline up.
Bring your own heckler along.
Yeah, I could prime someone in the audience to shout it every time.
It happens.
It doesn't work.
No,
I didn't. I did a thing once at the Actors' Centre where, do you remember when Judy Finnegan's bra came?
Oh, right. Yes.
So I undid my blouse and I'm standing there, right, and Harold Pinter was there. This is true.
It's all right, I'll just check it was after 9 o'clock. You can carry on.
And I said, and which famous celebrity am I? Like, you know, expecting everyone to yell out Judy Finnegan. And of course, they didn't. Nobody said anything, so I was standing there for absolutely ages, half dressed, and I was like, Judy Finnegan, you horrible lot. So, yeah.
Maybe they just...
You cannot rely on the audience.
Deliberately.
Well, I was told afterwards that apparently they did it deliberately.
Yeah.
This is nice. Nice actors.
Yes. Got you sussed well and truly, didn't they? Ali, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For our Thursday chuckle.
Thank you.
More next week?
Yes.
Can't wait. Have a good one.
Classic hits, best new tunes, world music. All brought to you by Hayes FM.